Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Trump has worked tirelessly to end the savage conflict in Ukraine. Millions of Ukrainians and Russians have been needlessly killed or wounded in this horrific and brutal conflict, with no end in sight, he noted during his speech to a joint session of Congress.
The United States has sent hundreds of billions of dollars to support Ukraine's defense. 2,000 people are being killed every single week. More than that, they're Russian young people. They're Ukrainian young people. They're not Americans, but I want it to stop.
Meanwhile, Europe has sadly spent more money buying Russian oil and gas than they have spent on defending Ukraine by far, said President Trump.
And we've spent perhaps $350 billion, and they've spent $100 billion. What a difference that is. And we have an ocean separating us, and they don't. But we're getting along very well with them, and lots of good things are happening.
In a recent letter to President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote that Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Nobody wants peace more than the Ukrainians, he said. My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts. We do really value how much America has done to help Ukraine maintain its sovereignty and independence, stressed President Zelensky. Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it at any time that is convenient for the United States, he added. President Trump expressed gratitude for the letter from President Zelensky.
I appreciate that he sent this letter, just got it a little while ago. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. It's time to stop this madness. It's time to halt the killing. It's time to end this senseless war.
As President Trump made clear, if you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.